All right, Super Crosstalk, I think for the first time we're at full strength. Shidano is here.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
I'm good. Sorry, I was almost late. I was doing the big corporate shindig for the Home Run Derby today for our company, Good Karma.
What does that mean?
Brands.
It's like a meeting, get-together,
So sponsors? They had a bunch of, you know, they own a bunch of stations across the country.
Yep.
And a bunch of their partners, clients, teammates were all in town. They're going on a big bus to Dodger Stadium for the Home Run Derby.
Nice.
But they had a little lunch in Santa Monica at the Blue Plate Taco, I believe is the name of the place. It was delicious. And myself and Ashley Brewer from SportsCenter were there kind of emceeing the thing.
Very nice. So you missed the big game. It was a big night.
I saw all the highlights.
Did you?
Now, can I have a moment here?
Oh, yeah, please.
Uh-oh, the Sedano sign.
What's the
Sedano sign?
The Sedano sign, a long sign.
Boy.
Uh-oh.
Here we go,
this
Shidano.
Sound good
what
for
is
me.
It? What
this
is it?
So let's just say your boy had a good night at the blackjack table one night, okay, while I was there.
In Vegas.
Correct.
Okay.
And I decided I'm going to let it ride on this softball game. And needless to say, Cappy let me down because he thought he was going to be Nolan Ryan and pitch 9 innings in that one and gave up all the yams late in the game.
Yeah, now, that's actually an interesting point that he brings up, Cap. Why didn't you go to the bullpen when you walked back-to-back guys in the last inning?
Well, again, let me say, as much as it pains me to admit this is where I was outmanaged by Steve Mason. You see, Mace decided to go out and get a ringer, a guy who wound up hitting a home run.
He was very good at that.
Right, and he went out and got himself...
Who was the ringer?
Which one was the ringer?
Well, you got
Matt.
Two ringers. You got Matt, who hit a home run.
Matt replaced Lindsey. Matt was killer. Great in left field.
And then you had Brady replace Ramona. Those are two huge upgrades.
He was a Division I tight end, that kid.
But the ringer was the pitcher. So you got two players to take over for Ramona.
Hmm.
And one was a hitter and one was a pitcher.
Huh.
And so that is where I was outmanaged by Steve Mason. Now, on the other hand, I will admit this.
Sounds like you're making excuses, though.
He prepared us for excuses.
No, I've got a list of excuses. I haven't even dug into them yet.
Okay.
We were also out-coached in this way, and this is this is the way it is.
Wait. Now, did you manage the team or did Clinton manage the team?
I was the manager. But Clinton was really the coach. So I was really more the general manager.
Mm-hmm. And okay, Clinton so you're blaming really... Clinton is what it sounds like.
No, I'm
like
blaming...
most organizations. The manager's a puppet, and the GM controls everything.
Clinton and I are a team. We're connected at the hip, and so I blame both of us. I was outmanaged because Mason went out and recruited additional talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was very smart.
Right. Clinton was out-coached, though, because Clinton was very much convinced that we didn't need more. I kept saying, Clinton, let's go out and get our own ringers. Let's go out and bring in some additional talent. And Clinton kept saying, no, we've got enough. So I was outmanaged and outmaneuvered
by
Mason.
Which, by the way, showed a lot of faith in the team.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Unlike Mason.
By the way, so you guys like putting up polls. So I asked Bergman to put up a poll. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to take a walk in a celebrity softball game? Because Mason took a walk.
Now, this is Bergman's timeline.
And so... Bergman writes, is it okay to take a walk in a celebrity softball game? Mason wants to put up his own poll, but listen to how shaded his wording is.
Yeah.
So again, Bergman's exact wording. Is it okay to take a walk in a celebrity softball game?
Yeah, very straightforward.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's Mason's wording in his poll. Is it okay to draw a walk in a celebrity softball game if the pitcher is giving you nothing to hit?
Oh, come on.
By the way, that poll, 61% say yes, it's okay if the pitcher isn't giving
anything
to hit. Good
thing you didn't shade it towards the result.
But,
those
polls are always flawed because you can, with the question, you can completely shade the answer.
No, Bergman's question is totally generic.
Right.
Bergman's is more accurate.
But Bergman, what's yours running at, Bergman?
It's a 55% absolutely, 45% hell no.
So
you're actually still winning, so I don't know why you had to do that.
Bergman's poll.
Mace, I'm going to vote right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna write in absolutely. I'm gonna vote in absolutely.
Listen, take a walk in a softball game.
I'm a firm believer that do what you can to win, whatever it takes. Okay,
and if it means going out and finding additional talent that's not really originally on the roster. Yeah. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, I know. Gotta win, but it's win at all costs.
Right.
You and I have gone through a lot of iterations of rivalry, alliance, rivalry to I don't know what we are now. Like kind of somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
somewhere in the middle, I guess. But I'm with you on this one. I would have taken the walk, too. If it would have been given to me, if it was a 3-0 count and they threw nothing to hit, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take the base.
So when
in terms of the – this is from Joey. In terms of the hell no levels, taking a walk in a softball game is slightly below a hitter bunting when the pitcher's throwing a perfect game and slightly above bringing your own clubs to miniature golf.
Oh, that's great. That's a great line. That's a great line.
Well, that actually came from because he said the same thing about Clinton Yates. He was so serious about what he does that he brings his own golf clubs to a miniature golf
course. By the way, Clinton is a great player. He's a really. I was very
not
impressed.
Great enough.
I was very impressed by your infield, Cappy. Mario was really good. Clinton was really good. You actually turned the one double play of the night, which I thought was really impressive.
I'm frankly, Cap, a little disappointed in my buddy Kurt Sandoval that he didn't sell out his body to save that ball from going out.
Let me tell you something,
I think he did.
He looked like he did to me in that video that I saw. I was just about to say.
Your Cap.
By the way,
should have hung on to the ball.
Regardless of the ending was fantastic, obviously, particularly for Team Mason. But if Sandoval makes that catch, it's also equally as entertaining and insane that would have been the way it ended.
Well, and by the way, that wouldn't have ended the game. There was nobody out. We had first and second, nobody out when Beto hit the bomb. So it would have been Travis would have been the next batter.
So no, what would happen is the runners would have tagged because Sandoval would have been lying flat on his back.
Yep.
And then you would have walked Travis to load the bases, and who was up after him?
Well, that's when I
Travis
could get to
Matt Burke.
Well, that's not good.
You would have been toast, Cappy. Yeah. You would have been toast no matter what.
I was in big trouble.
Cappy, why did you think you were Nolan Ryan? What happened there?
Yes,
again, we talk about being outmanaged, and I've already acknowledged that I was outmanaged by Mace because Mace went out and got a replacement pitcher.
But wait, your actual pitching. But
I'm going to explain. Here's why. So where we were outmanaged was we didn't pick up an additional pitcher, and where we were outcoached was we never planned for somebody pitching in relief.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the issue, George, is that we never planned for it.
Wait a second.
We didn't have a team, man. We looked like the team. Clinton wanted to make it organized, like, oh, let's stretch together, this and this. Once the game started, we gave high fives and complimented each other, like, good job, great hit, this and this. But we never talked about, oh, let's try to do this. We never had a really team.
No strategy.
Exactly.
That's true.
No strategery, Cap.
Right. Yeah. I was out there, you know, like, for example, when Kirk Morrison came up for the third time, he had homered on two pitches. First pitch home runs, two in a row.
He did. He's Kirk Morrison.
So I go to Ron, who is, you know, like, Ron Mitchell, who's like our closer. Go to Ron, and I say, Ron,
are you playing Inner Sandman?
Ron was... Okay. This was Ron. He was our closer. And he shut down Kirk Morrison. I said, do you want to pitch to him or do you want to put him on? He said, let me get him out. He got him out. Ron had that attitude, that spirit. Next year, he should be open for everybody's roster because Ron can play a little bit, as we found out.
Let me tell you guys a couple of things that I don't think we've gotten to yet that I want you guys to know. First and foremost, so the national anthem before the event.
Yeah, it was good.
Little did I know that Mace and I would be performing the national anthem. As a matter of fact, when they called us to come up to sing the national anthem, I looked at Mace, he looked at me, and I think Mace said something like, have you ever done this? And I was like, no, I haven't. And just as Mace was about to start, I went like, yo, man, you want to take your hat off or what?
Yeah, that's right. I had forgotten to take my hat off.
Right. And so Mace kind of goes, follow my lead. And I'm like, okay. So I just decided I was going to sing the national anthem as if I was in the stands singing the national anthem before a game. And Mace, as best I can tell, other than a couple of places where you decided you wanted to like do your own thing, generally speaking, I think it was a decent national anthem.
It was. Actually, what's weird is, because you were singing it straight on, I decided I would try to add a little harmony to the thing. And I actually think we got some harmony at one point. It was actually a really good national anthem. So from now on, Cappy and I sing the national anthem together.
We're
he killed it. I was so scared. I was like, because the one thing with the national anthem I always want to be is respectful, right? But you got to be respectful. Cappy, very respectful. You delivered the vocals. You knew the lyrics, which is a big part of it. And you wrote a lot. I thought you were fantastic on the anthem.
Well, I really just followed your lead. And like I said, I was just trying to be like a little bit underneath you, like pull the microphone a little further away. I didn't want to. I wanted you to be the person who was leading the national anthem, and I was just your dance partner. But I'll tell you guys, here's where John Ireland and George Sedano come in as the big losers for not having been there. Now, look, it was John's birthday, and obviously he had things going on, and George was working for the company, so he was gone. You guys didn't get the greatest gift that we've ever gotten, okay? Clinton Yates had a friend who brought us all customized bats.
This is so cool.
Oh, I saw that. They followed me on social media.
They are so cool.
Yeah.
Kirk
Morrison.
I'm
guessing I could probably DM them and get one if I wanted.
Probably could.
Yeah.
But George,
you
these bats are so cool because they had the 710 logo and the All-Star logo.
John,
and
you want me to DM them?
Names.
We can get one.
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Oh, these guys were, they
actually,
were so awesome.
It is a really great piece. Whoever made those bats, do you know who it is, Cappy?
I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name. It'll come to me at some point.
But they were handmade for each of us. Yeah. I actually put mine directly on the mantle. I think it looks so friggin' cool.
Isn't it like Rutt?
I think,
the
bat company was called. I have it here. I can get up and get it. But yeah, the gentleman, he was from Kenya. And he had DM'd Clinton Yates saying, "Hey, Clinton, I know we don't know each other, but man, I'm in this country and I do this with my hands." And he wound up telling Clinton this story, and Clinton connected him to a few people. And before you know it, the guy's in the bat business. And he flew out to LA for all the All-Star festivities and he delivered the bats. And I'm telling you the 10 different players were so flattered and honored to have gotten these bats. It was super cool.
The guy is called Rutto, R-U-T-T-O.
Rutto.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the name of the company.
So in the Sedano and Cap community, our pal Grant in LA has tweeted out a Photoshop of Steve Mason. It says Mace recruited his squad. And it's, what's that Nick Nolte movie that he did, the basketball movie with Shaq and Penny Hardaway?
Blue Chips.
Yeah, it's Mason's head photoshopped on Nick Nolte's body with Shaq and Penny Hardaway.
What did we give him, a tractor?
By the way, Andrew
Lexus.
Andrew G tweets, "I watched Mason walk and the pitches were high and very deep. He would have had to swing above his head." That is actually true.
Got
to
do what you got to do.
Hit the home run, right?
That's what Kelly Leak did in the Bad News Bears. They tried to intentionally walk him, and he went deep.
Bartley Yee tweets, "Play by the rules of softball and take advantage of a pitcher that can't throw strikes."
Correct.
Yeah, but when you say can't throw strikes, I mean, Beto didn't have a problem swinging.
Because you threw him a strike.
No,
Beto hit one over his head for the home run.
Jason Ray says, "Sure, why not?" Ramona said it herself, taking the walk because we need base runners, and that's how Team Mace won. It is how we won. Base runners.
It's fine. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Cappy let us all down.
Yeah, it's true.
Cappy Cappy was great.
No. He let us down.
I was better.
No, I did. I mean, our pitching stunk, and I acknowledge it. However, I will say this. I gave up 3 home runs in one inning. And then came back and kept my head on and got us out.
Another one.
I think I went maybe 1-2-3. I made a couple of nice defensive plays as well, by the way.
On one leg?
On half a leg, you know, just because you saw me limping in. Iced all day. If it wasn't for Dr. Clapper clearing me, I may not have been able to play.
I love that I jumped on with Dr. Clapper wanted to touch your tibia. Like, that was like, I jumped on the phone. And I'm not even joking. I'm calling from Vegas. There's like 5 minutes left in this game that I'm doing. So I got like, you know, maybe 10 minutes of being able to jump on the air. And I come on and all I hear is the first thing out of Dr. Clapper's mouth that I hear is, "Can I touch a tibia?" And I'm like, well, I don't mean to interrupt people touching people's tibias. But here I am. Cappy. So Cappy, what does the leg feel like right now?
Oh, it's bad today. Like, you know, the energy that I was feeling, the pain on Thursday night, but knowing I had to play on Friday, but then once Friday comes to an end, it's just the next day, Saturday, Sunday. And by the way, I heard you guys talking earlier. I, too, was very sore running from home to first. That's all. Just running from home to first. Just that one sprint, which, by the way, you know, it's a sprint for me. It's like a fast walk for somebody else. I can't believe how sore I was on Saturday and Sunday.
What's funny about that is, so during the game, right, you're running on adrenaline because there are a lot of people there and you're trying to, be credible and all that stuff. So I felt nothing during the game, and I felt nothing like when I got to my car and heard Kershaw lose his perfect game. That was the very first thing I heard when I sat in my car, was him give up that hit and end the perfect game. But when I got out of my car at my house, I was so sore I had trouble walking up the stairs. I really did. It was, and Saturday, we went to the Keyshawn party, which was spectacular. Thank you, Keyshawn, for the invitation. Great party, great food, all that stuff. But I finally said, after about 2 hours, I'm like, I can't stand anymore. Oh my goodness,
you were that sore.
I can't even stand.
Now, Mace, really, did you tell Ireland, because you prepared us in advance, that you were not a very good outfielder?
I was not.
Guys, I hit a pop-up that is just a complete routine fly ball. And it dropped right in front of Mace. Like, he did not have to move.
He did not want to dive.
I did not want to dive.
Yeah, I didn't want to dive. You didn't even have to move. Nah. You had to put your glove out.
Yeah, this is a guy who takes walks. I mean, come on.
By the way, I'd like to see the video of that. Here's a weird thing. So I don't even remember the play. I know the ball was hit my way. I know I didn't catch it. I knew I threw it back into Ramona and made a pretty good throw to hold. I think I held you to a single, didn't I?
You did.
But I don't remember the exact play. I just remember not wanting the ball to get by me. That was my play.
I just wish you would have come to the after party.
I wasn't invited, Cappy.
You were invited. Everybody was invited.
Nobody invited me.
We went to a place called the Sunset Room in Hacienda Heights.
Yeah, I heard about this.
This was Jorge's cousin's place. Guys, I walked in and I said, hey, I just got to get something to eat if you guys don't mind. Can I order a burger? And they're like, yeah. And I just figured like a regular little burger is going to come out of this place. I'm telling you that the Sunset Room in Hacienda Heights, I'll put it up. You ready? It is a top 10, bordering on a top 5 burger that you will find anywhere. Unbelievable. Out of this world, insanity burger. I never would have expected. I thought this little thing would come out. I just have a little munch. This thing was so
bomb. You know a lot about a little thing?
I know a lot about a great burger. That I know. I know. George Sedano.
I mean, we could call Rachel, so I'm just wondering.
Hey,
I don't know what she'll say about that. We should call her.
We're going to wrap. I'm still sore, so I got to go home and ice. I got to ice this whole thing.
Why is Vogel trending? What happened here? Hold on. I'm looking on Twitter.
Frank Vogel is trending?
It just says Vogel.
Vogel. I don't know.
It doesn't seem like anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you guys right now that my list of excuses.
Yep.
All my excuses as to why we lost are all on the way.
Okay, good, good. Stay tuned for that. There's a sigh, so you know what the show's going to be like. Yeah. Excuses and a sigh.
Yeah, quick show today. You guys are leading up to the Derby, right?
Only an hour today and tomorrow.
Before we go, I want to wish Laura a happy birthday. Congratulations. Okay. Happy birthday. Sorry I missed the party. I wasn't invited. All right, back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you is a mini power hour of Sedano and Cap as we work our way to the All-Star Home Run Derby. We're back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bam, 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 bam.
All right, Cappy.
We only have an hour, so yeah.
And we can't go too long. Yeah.
Nah, in fact, at this point, we only got like 45 minutes, so.
Yeah. By the way, I do want to shout out to the community because while I was when I was done with Summer League, I went through all the tweets in the Sedano and Cap community to kind of catch up on how everything went.
From the whole week?
They did a phenomenal job of clearly showing up. I mean, that was insane. And providing the proper context for the videos that I saw on the ESPN Los Angeles Twitter account, I was able to piece it all together because of the Sedano and Cap community providing their own commentary to the game the other day.
Dude, the community was unbelievable. As a matter of fact, George, when I was limping in, I was going to say walking in, but let's face it, on Friday, when I got to the Field of Dreams in West Covina, and I was limping from my car into the facility, my hype man was right there with me, Casper Villa. And he was going off making this giant announcement. Nobody needed a microphone. Nobody needed a PA system. Casper was doing it on his own. So I brought my own personal hype man to introduce me properly as I was walking in that afternoon, or in this case, limping in. So, yeah, I mean, the community came up just so huge. And I know that the Sedano and Cap community was very let down by what happened. But I got to say, George, dramatic walk-off fashion. And it wasn't like, you know, Beto hit this bomb home run. He hit a pop-up that Kurt Sandoval, I will always believe, should have made the catch. If he makes the catch, the game goes on. I don't know what happens thereafter.
He had to dive over the fence to try to catch it.
He was going backwards. He was backpedaling. The ball hits him in the glove. He feels the fence. He falls backwards, and he drops the ball.
Okay, but that's a hard play to make.
I just have high expectations for the guys
on my team.
You
probably should not have thrown, you know, Beto a pitch that he could hit that far.
I know. The problem was, you know, I was struggling, to be truthful. I was struggling getting the ball over the plate. So, I mean, when I just had to – I was pitching batting practice, you know? And I was yelling at the batters on the other team. I'm like, swing the bat. This is for fun. This is – swing the bat. And all of a sudden, everybody got up tight late in the game. Nobody wanted to swing the bat. Goes to show you who really wanted to win. Now, George, I have written a list of excuses as to why we lost the game.
Okay.
But I have to preface this by saying to you, I don't make excuses.
Okay. But you made a list nonetheless.
Right. So in other words, while
I don't make excuses, I make lists of excuses.
There you go. Yes. Thank you, right. Hungarian Heat. Yes, I appreciate that.
So I don't make excuses. But if I were going to make excuses for why we lost, these are my excuses. Do you want to vet me out here?
If you were an excuse maker, what would they be?
Right. Okay. Excuse number one.
Yeah.
Our pitcher got hurt the night before the game, so he wasn't 100%. That's me, by the way. I was the pitcher.
I was wondering who the hell you're talking about.
No, I got hurt the night before the game, so I wasn't 100%. I was about 75%.
Wait, how did you get hurt?
Well, I got hurt pitching the night before because I was cramming. You know what I mean? Like I was like
practicing. You got
correct.
Hurt practicing.
Right. Okay. I got hurt the night before practicing because I'd never practiced before.
Right.
So I went out to practice.
Talking about practice.
Man, we talking about practice all up in here. Right.
Not a game.
No.
Not a game. Practice.
Man, I'm supposed to be the franchise player. We all up in here talking about practice.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem. You are the franchise player and got hurt playing practice.
So I got hurt the night before, was not 100%.
Yeah.
And as my excuses go,
yeah,
we really did not prepare for a second pitcher in the game.
Why?
Should have. I don't know why. I don't know.
That seems like a basic thing.
Yeah, it really should have been a basic thing. Clinton and I probably should have had this conversation like, hey, man, if you're struggling, what do we do?
Right.
You know, who do we pitch next? And we never had that conversation, unfortunately.
Why? This is why I can't leave the show.
You're blaming Clinton?
I'm just saying, no, I'm blaming both of you. I would have brought up like, hey, what happens if like Cappy can't go? Like something happens. He gets hurt.
Yeah. So again, I just want to say I'm not an excuse maker.
Yeah.
Mason's team won the game.
Right.
A lot of people will say Mason's team won the game fair and square. You notice I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they won the game.
They did win the game.
Okay. I'm not an excuse maker, but if I were, these are my excuses. So number one is our pitcher got hurt the night before the game.
They did. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Team, excuse two, George. This is an important one. And, Laura, you were there to witness it. Linz, you unfortunately weren't able to make it. But this is one that I think we have to bring up that no one's brought up yet today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many representatives from the Sedano and Cap show were on Team Mason?
Well, initially just Lindsay, right?
Okay. And Lindsay was on the IL.
Out battling COVID. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there were zero representatives from the Sedano and Cap show on Team Mace, right?
Correct.
Right. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Now, on Team Cappy,
yeah,
there were two
Wait
players.
A minute. I would say Beto is by default.
Well, Sedano, yeah, that's true. Cap. Fair point, Lindsay. Fair point.
But he's definitely team Sedano and Cap, and he's very big in the community.
He is, but he also said to Sedano when they were live in studio that he would never co-host with another show, and now he's going to each show to see who lets him co-host.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
And Lindsay, going to the free market.
You know, Lindsay, you're right. You're right that Beto is more affiliated with the Sedano and Cap show, but I'm just talking about the four full-time members of Sedano and Cap versus the four full-time members of Mason and Ireland. Did we have any reps on Team Mace?
No.
Okay.
No, but that's logistics, Cap. You can't get mad about that.
Well, but hold on a second.
Okay.
There were two members.
Where's this going? I'm curious.
Remember,
he's blaming two people.
Just remember one thing.
Greg and Briones, did they perform?
Yep.
I don't make excuses.
What? How did they perform?
I think they did well.
Well, let me tell you something.
Well, adjacent.
Well, Bergman played.
Went as well adjacent.
You think they threw the game? They threw the game for Team Mace, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying
how
they threw
the
game.
How did they throw the game?
I'm not saying they threw the game. What I am saying to you is that Bergman was at third base.
Yeah.
And literally dropped a routine fly ball.
Oh, come on.
He did, dude.
Wait,
he,
wait. Yeah. I thought you were going to say he dropped like a line drive. He dropped a fly ball?
A weak little fly ball.
Little pop-up.
That any little leaguer can catch.
Oh, Bergman.
Bergman dropped that ball.
Okay. Okay.
And by the way. And what happened
to Briones?
And Briones is out in center field or left center field, and a ball's hit right to him. And it hits him in the glove, and he drops it.
Oh.
Yeah, even May said right now, because May, you know, left, and he's like, they struggled a lot more than I thought they were going to struggle. So like I said, they did well adjacent.
Yeah, so again, I just want to make it clear. I'm not making excuses as to why Team Cappy lost to Team Mason, but if I were going to make excuses,
correct,
these are some of the excuses I would use.
I see.
Bergman and Briones both had easy fly balls hit to them, and both of them dropped these balls. And it just so happens they are on the Mason and Ireland show. And you know that Bergman was trying to do a lot of making up to Mason for the things that he said about Mason's interviewing style.
Okay. Maybe they're just not that good, Cap.
Perhaps.
That's also part of the equation.
But if what you're saying is true, Lindsay, then that's unfortunate. Because these were just routine fly balls. It's one thing if Mason doesn't catch
that's
one.
Unfortunate.
But these are two athletic guys, okay? All right, here's excuse number three. Assuming I was going to make excuses, George, tell me what you think of this one. So Mason,
hold on, Bergman has just texted me.
What is he saying?
That drop meant nothing. Got a double play right after, and I went 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored.
I'm not saying he sabotaged the game. I'm saying that it was pretty disappointing that a routine fly ball was hit right to him and he dropped it.
Well, but if you got a double play right after, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, he didn't do anything about the double play. That was all Mario Ruiz, who made the catch. He got a ground ball at short, stepped on second, and made the throw to first. That was all Mario.
Okay. But it didn't cost you, is what
he
said.
No, but just remember, these are excuses that I'm not making if I were making
them. So you're
saying
he was trying to cost you, perhaps?
Just saying that it was pretty disappointing. And he knows it because he was really hard on himself thereafter.
Oh, I can imagine that part of the equation for sure.
All right, here's excuse number three, assuming I was going to be an excuse guy. Mason brought in ringers. So one of the guys that he brought in hit a home run, solo shot, didn't do much damage. We still had the lead. And the other guy that he brought in was a legitimate, real pitcher. Because Ramona will tell you, we crushed Ramona. We destroyed her. Everybody hit off Ramona.
I mean, for the God's sake, she just had a baby. You should have crushed her.
Right, but I'm just saying we did. And then as soon as Ramona left the game...
I mean, if she would have... No offense, like Ramona in, you know, with not having a baby 4 weeks ago probably would have done a much better job. So if you didn't take advantage of that situation, I would have been even more disappointed than I already am.
Well, again, I'm just going to tell you this. Mason, as we know, early in the week last week was told you can't add to your roster and you can't make changes.
Yeah, what happened to that? I remember being on the show when Amanda said that.
Right. The jerseys were already printed.
Right.
And Mason and the ringers that Mason brought in, again, I just want to point this out.
I told you he's a Division I tight end.
Yeah, but listen, every squirrel finds a nut on occasion, and Matt Burke was that squirrel that day, okay? And you talk about pitching. The ball was pitched to a guy right in his wheelhouse so he could hit it so we could have some fun with this whole thing. Mason brought in two ringers. One guy hits a home run, and the other guy was a legit real pitcher.
Okay,
who changed the game.
Because I'm about to bring up the vaudevillian cane here because there's a lot of
excuses.
This
is it. This is my fourth and final excuse, okay? And this one, I want you to really think about this, George.
Yeah.
Early in the game,
uh-huh,
Team Mason chose not to walk on four balls. They also chose not to take first base when hit by pitch.
Oh.
This is early in the game. Mm-hmm. But late in the game, trailing, all of a sudden they decide to walk and take first base rather than swing the bat. So early in the game, no walks. Late in the game with game on the line, walks.
You're making a lot of excuses, Kevin.
I'm not making excuses. Just to be clear, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that if I were to make excuses, these are some of the excuses I've come up with.
All right. You know what's going to happen?
Tell me.
I'm going to come up with a plan. You ready for the plan?
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll talk about it on the other side. We're back in 2 minutes.
Thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, the Home Run Derby coming up in less than 30 minutes. We'll have an hour show today, hour show tomorrow. I wish we had a three-hour show
today. I know,
today,
tell me about it. We got a lot to get to.
I mean, we're probably not going to get to a ton of sports stuff today. I got to be honest with you.
You mean softball?
I mean, there are
sports?
Some things that are worth talking about. We will talk about them in the next 30 minutes, but like briefly.
Hey, George, let me just tell you one last thing here.
Yeah.
Your man, Kirk Morrison, who was on our team.
Yeah.
Two pitches, two absolute monster bomb home runs, and everything was trending.
I like to call them monster dongs.
Dude, they were bombs, dude. I mean, really bombs. And everything was trending towards Kirk Morrison being the very obvious MVP of the game. But Beto, I got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Beto was the only person on the field that really looked like he played softball. And what defined that was he
had a drink.
Right. Yeah. He had a drink at shortstop. So, like, while everybody else was, like, drinking water and trying to hydrate, Beto was, like, putting down tequilas and beers. And he was doing it on the field. Right. And when Beto hit what ultimately turned into the game-winning walk-off home run, I will always contend Kurt Sandoval should have caught that ball. Believe me when I tell you, Kurt Sandoval is looking in the mirror today and he's saying to himself, I should have caught that ball. But nonetheless, the results are the results. Beto became the obvious choice for MVP of the game. In fact, I'll tell you this, because it was Laura's birthday. After the game was over, me, Laura, her boo, Jorge, his wife, Brenda, Beto, Clinton, we all, a bunch of listeners, we all went to the Sunset Room and had like a little post-game party. And it was a lot of fun. And we beers were flowing. It was great. But Beto deserved to win the MVP because in dramatic fashion, he walked it off.
Yeah.
So credit where credit is due.
So Beto has tweeted, listening to the show, oh, I'm hot now. Hired gun. Hit the walk-off and I can call my shot. Yesterday's price ain't today's. And then he tweeted a GIF of the price of brick going up, which is a reference to The Wire. So there you go.
Well, we should definitely be paying Beto more because he called his shot. And if we're going to pay him more, we should pay him more to be positive, too. I kept kind of drilling that to him last week. You know, it's like, hey.
You did.
We did. Yeah. George, you got to see Laura's boyfriend dance.
Oh, my God.
Again with the creepiness about watching Laura's boyfriend. Now what?
Now it was him and Morales.
Oh, jeez.
It was
so
weird.
Yeah, we were at this after party, and it was Laura's birthday, and Christian, her boo, was putting on a show, dude. You got to see this guy pop and do all these dance moves. Yeah. And like dude, I'm telling you right now, he smelled delicious. Weird. He looked great. Brother can dance like you cannot believe. But Laura, tell George and Lindsay and the community, tell everybody the T-shirt that Christian, your boo, plans on getting me.
Oh, I texted Cap yesterday because Christian goes, man, Cap's really just won me over. He goes, I'm going to make him a shirt that says, I'm not sus.
See that? I'm not sus. I'm getting a T-shirt that says, I'm not sus.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And we need to make Clinton one that says, because he said at the Sunset Room, I need more Mexican friends. So we're going to make him that one too.
So, Cappy, I've got a plan.
Go ahead.
The next event we should do is NBA All-Star Weekend. I don't go to the All-Star Game. So,
and I'll be a guy in the league, not go to the All-Star Game. Come on.
Because I've been there enough.
You should be playing in the All-Star Game.
Yeah. Well, there's my point. We should do a basketball game All-Star Saturday leading into the All-Star Saturday festivities.
Oh, my God. George.
And we can do it on the air, too. We could have, like, Michael and like a bunch of people call play-by-play, like myself, John, when we're not playing. Maybe Trudell can be part of it. Michael can be the analyst, and we can have some fun on the air. That way people on the air can hear it as well.
You realize that Steve Mason was so sore from walking from the dugout to right field that at Keyshawn's birthday party on Saturday night, he had to leave after 2 hours because he couldn't stand. It wasn't like, hey, I'm tired. It was, I can't physically stand. My legs won't allow me to stand any longer because I walked from the dugout to right field.
Yeah. No, I know. But we should play a basketball game. And it should be me versus Ireland since we were not able to be at the softball game.
You guys are in the league. It should be you guys.
And our team will win that game. But he has to take Mason. The show units have to stay together. Everything else is up for grabs.
So you're saying Mason, Ireland, Jorge, and Bergman.
Right.
Against me, you.
Which gives them. Look, I mean, Bergman can play basketball. I don't know if Briones can play basketball. I know Bergman. They've at least got one player on their team that I know is good.
You know, I heard Bergman's an athlete. Bergman can do this. Bergman can do that. I mean, listen, he played well. He did, like he said, he got on base. His on base percentage was 1,000. I just was pretty disappointed, as I know he was, in dropping what was a routine fly ball.
So Mason has just said, I'm happy to do play-by-play for the celebrity basketball game. My resume shows that I should not be playing. Oh, no, Mason. You have to play a few minutes at the very least.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you got to do. Listen, I love this idea. When is the when's the All-Star game? February?
Like February, like early to mid-February. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in for this, by the way. I am so in for this.
I think we just need to find a venue, right? And I think I honestly think we can get like 3,000 people at this thing. I'm not even joking. Like, I think if we got 1,500 for the softball, I think we can get double that for basketball.
Not just 1,500 for the softball. 1,500 people all day long.
Right.
And, you know, it was a hot day on Friday. I'm not saying it was like 150 degrees. It wasn't Phoenix, but it was warm. It's West Covina, which is not, you know, necessarily convenient for everybody. Although I can tell you this, Jorge Briones was very, very, he was proud. He's like, this is my hometown. This is the crib. This is where I'm from. These are my people. Mm-hmm. And he was very, very proud that we had all come out to West Covina. And so, I mean, to have this amount of people, it was really awesome. So I love the idea of a basketball event.
We should do if we have a basketball event. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be hard because a lot of the media will be at NBA All-Star Weekend. I was going to say it'd be fun if we could get, you know, some guys.
Okay, well, we could just do it in like February sometime.
Yeah, if we could get like McMenamin there, or, you know.
Yeah, Dave McMenamin's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trudell is good.
I hear he's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we can get people. And Cappy, if you're worried about ringers, this is the sport I can get you some ringers.
Who would you recruit?
I don't even want to put it out there because Mason and Ireland to even know what like what I'm thinking of.
You don't want
because
them
they're
to
not even
they don't have the juice though that you do. Like, no way do they have the juice like with Bontemps and Richard Jefferson, like all those.
No,
guys.
But I wouldn't get like somebody who played in the NBA. I wouldn't do that, or even college for that matter.
How
like,
about somebody
Division
who plays
I?
In the Drew League? Would you get somebody who plays in the Drew League?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Like LeBron?
Not LeBron. He just
LeBron
just
plays in the Drew League.
He does, yes. By the way, that was actually a really smart move by LeBron, which I'll get to in a second. Laura, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, because I know they did the wiffle ball with the listeners. Would you guys do like a listener tournament?
Like a
guys...
three-point competition maybe like with the listeners or something? Yeah, we could do something
or
like that.
Or dunk contest.
Or how about we get Ice Cube involved and we do a three-on-three event?
Yeah, I think he kind of owns the rights to that thing.
I know, but Cube, you want to get involved? Let's do a beautiful thing, dude.
But I think I feel like if you want to win, I can get us the team. I can get us the Monstars, basically.
Okay, well, you know, listen, now, after losing in such dramatic walk-off fashion, which just, oh, by the way, could not have scripted it. If this were a wrestling match, and you said, okay, here's what's going to happen. Yeah. Team Mace is going to win, and here's how they're going to win. They're going to have a walk-off home run where it just barely clears the fence, and one of the guys has his gloves on the ball, but instead it pops out of his hand, and they win, and they walk it off. If we would have written it like that, we couldn't have actually done it. That's what made it so special. That's what made it so incredible.
Right. And it was fantastic. So, but I think our next event needs to be a basketball event. We need to move into a different season.
Okay.
And then, if you really want to get crazy, we could do a flag football game and then do a basketball one later.
Okay. These are all phenomenal ideas, outstanding ideas. I was thinking before the end of the summer, we could do a live broadcast from like a water park and just, you know, go like full end of summer bikini.
Wait, do like the
jammy
lazy
jam.
River? Is that what you want to do? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
There's
Sedano
and he's floating down the lazy river. Oh, he just.
that's not fun
hand.
For anybody.
Sounds fun to me, man.
Yeah, that's not fun.
We want to do beach volleyball cap? How about that?
Ooh. I don't know, Laura, did I have any other brilliant ideas?
No, we'd be terrible at that. That would be not fun to watch, actually.
Did I have any other good ideas last week, Laura? Did I have any other good party ideas?
No, but would you do flag football and
basketball? Oh, I would do flag football in a heartbeat. I think flag football would be great.
Yeah.
Flag football would be awesome during the football season, and then a basketball event during the basketball season. George, you're on to something huge here.
Yeah.
Baseball/softball event during baseball season. Flag football event during football season. and a basketball event during basketball season. Genius.
Yeah. I think we can make this work.
God, you guys, we missed you, and you guys missed just one of the most amazing radio promotional activation events that I've ever seen in my life. Truly unbelievable.
Yeah, listen, this station, I have said this before a lot of times. This station, I don't care what anybody tells me that some subjective measurement shows. This station and the engagement that the audience, whether it's the audience listening, the audience on social media, just in general, the audience of this station is engaged in a way that I've never seen anywhere else. Maybe equivalent to one time in my career in 20 some odd years. Okay. Like that's it. Like only one time have I seen anywhere else that there is this kind of engagement. Dude, we had 800 people in a parking lot to watch Marcellus and Key run a race for, you know, 10 seconds or whatever it was. Like, seriously. You know, like, so 1,500 people for a softball, not surprising. 1,000 people paying to watch the Mandy's, not surprising. We could get flag football, we'd get a couple of thousand. Basketball indoors, where you don't have to worry about, like, the elements, like, it being hot. Easily, we get 3,000 people. I'm guaranteeing that.
Wow.
You don't think so? Just based on what you've already just seen?
Dude, 100%. Between now and a basketball event in, call it, February, March of next year, 100% we can pull it off. And
it's got to be
right
done before
venue,
the playoffs. I can't commit anything after the playoffs. But before the playoffs, I'm in. Like, it's got to be February or March for a basketball event. We could do a flag football event maybe like before the holidays if they really want to do it.
You know, I'm catching a lot of heat from Beto Duran on Twitter right now about my excuse making, but you guys got to remember what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not making excuses as to why Team Mason beat Team Cappy. However, if I was going to make excuses, these would be my excuses. Mm-hmm. But I was prefacing everything by saying I don't make excuses. For example, injuries are not an excuse. Next man up. Okay. Umpire, not an excuse. Terrible umpire. We should have taken this guy out of the whole thing. We should never let the umpire impact the game. I'm not making excuses, but if I was making excuses,
yeah,
these would be my excuses.
Yeah. All right. You mentioned LeBron at the Drew League. Maybe I can get him to play in the basketball game. Probably not, is my guess. But, you know, but I do think there's something interesting there. I don't think enough people are talking about one aspect of him showing up at the Drew League. You ready to hear it?
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'll tell you that, and I do want to get into what's going to be a cool moment at Dodger Stadium here beginning today and tomorrow. All that coming up next.
Thank you, Christopher.
Ooh, I like this song. Crank it up, Laura.
Think about it, you.
Come on, Cappy.
If Laura's boyfriend was here, he'd be jamming to this song, and you'd be like me, just mesmerized by his dance moves.
You can't really dance like he was dancing to this music, but yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, when he was dancing, George, this is at the Sunset Room in Hacienda Heights. By the way, top 10 burger of all time. You want to know why, George?
You say that. Yeah.
You want to know why, though?
Why?
Just keep in mind, I thought this was going to be just like a plain little burger, lettuce, tomato, onion on the side, no big deal. This thing shows up, George, cut in half, but the front of it facing you so that you could see the inside of the burger.
Yeah, that's key.
Up top, Thousand Island, lettuce, tomato, cheese, burger. Down below, pickles and mayo. And what they did was they grilled the inside of the bun so there was a little bit of a crunch. And I didn't tell them to adjust anything. I just said, whatever you guys make it for me. It's fine. This thing was out of this world.
Cap, you should be like Guy Fieri and be on one of those like food shows. Maybe not him because he's a chef, but you should be like one of those food critic guys. I feel like the way you describe things, you're very thorough.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
And you get so excited. I could see you, like, you know, doing a show with Guy Fieri. Like, get the frosted tips and the sunglasses.
Oh, mm-hmm. He would totally want to be Guy Fieri. Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
So, apparently, on social media, ESPN Los Angeles has put up, should we play a basketball game? And 90% say yes so far.
They feel that a basketball game would be a good thing, huh?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
I am all in on a basketball game, but I just need to get, like, the date so that I can start working out now. You know, I can't do the night before preparation.
Well, this would be full court. Like, we can't do, like, a half court game.
No, I can't do the preparation the night before. Like, this is why I got hurt.
Yeah.
And this is one of my many non-excuses that are excuses.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know the date ahead of time. You had plenty of time to prepare.
I just didn't do that. I just didn't prepare.
Yeah. Well, for basketball, you would definitely need to prepare.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I gotta take some shots. I gotta work on a few things. maybe get coached up a little bit. Maybe I'll go to that lethal shooter guy.
Yeah, maybe you can work out with AD at 5 a.m.
4:30.
Yeah.
So you were saying
you get
something
the slot
about
before him.
Yeah, yeah, right. You were going to say something about LeBron though. In
oh,
the Drew
at
League.
The Drew League. So if I have one criticism of LeBron, during his time here in L.A., is I say this only because I feel like there's been 4 years now where I felt like, man, you know, if there's one thing I think LeBron should have, if I were advising him, I would have said, you know, I would indoctrinate myself into the city more. And I don't mean the stuff he does, the business ventures and all that stuff, the Hollywood stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, you're famous, you're going to do that. I mean, like this, go to Compton and play basketball. Like that to me, even just forget about branding, right? Because that's what everybody thinks of. But just like, hey, I'm part of the fabric of the community. I'm going to do something that's part of the fabric of the community. That to me in itself, like, I was like, when it was announced that he did that, I was like, wow, that was really cool that he did that. And I know he'd already played in 2010, 11, or whatever it was, but he wasn't here. Like, he wasn't a Laker back then. So I thought him doing it as a Laker was really smart. So kudos to him and his team and whoever thought that would be a good idea, because I thought it was cool. And he's 37. You know what I mean? Like, being out there at that age, there's just not a lot of precedent to that, you know?
So I had to, because, you know, you're in the league and I'm out of the league.
Yeah.
And I had to ask people, what is the Drew League? Because the Drew League, for somebody who's out of the league, is not mm-hmm. exactly something that mm-hmm. all of us just kind of know about. Mm-hmm. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that I didn't
it's
really know
pro-am.
Anything about it.
Yeah.
So tell me, yeah, just give me your analysis of what the Drew League is.
It's a pro-am. It's basically a bunch of pros and amateurs playing out there. And there's always high-profile people out there. Like, historically, plenty of NBA players have played while they've been in the NBA, or college players have played out there. But it's like a tournament-style scenario. And then they also play like games, like exhibition games. But yeah, it's been like a huge thing going back like 50 years almost now.
Yeah. So who are these guys? Like, 'cause I asked somebody, I'm like, so who are the players? And somebody described it to me as they're a bunch of plumbers and electricians.
Well,
and
some of them are. Yes. That's why it's pro-am, you know, like professional and amateur. Yeah. Some of these guys are just like guys who were awesome ballers. No different than, are you familiar with Rucker Park in New York?
No.
Oh, well, that doesn't help. Basically, a bunch of dudes who are really awesome at playing basketball and maybe just didn't make it for one reason or another. There's plenty of, I'm sure you know plenty of football. You played football all your life. I'm sure there's plenty of dudes you knew that played football really well, but just for one reason or another, it didn't work for them once they got beyond high school, right? Like in college,
always,
it didn't work or
right.
whatever, you know?
There's always a reason. Like, that's why I love these alternative football leagues. But when it came to the Drew League and I saw LeBron playing in it, I was like, you know, I really don't know what this is. Are they guys that just show up and they go, I'll take him, I'll take him, I'll take him? Or do they come with an organized team?
Well, I mean, there is some organization, particularly when the NBA players play. They want to play on a specific team or with specific guys or whatever. So like LeBron played with DeMar DeRozan, which, by the way, it's kind of fascinating that's the person he chose to play with. I thought that was funny. Do you think that's funny? I think it's
I mean,
funny.
Given everything that happened last year and the thought that DeMar DeRozan was going to be a Laker, and he has said many times he thought the deal was done, and then they wound up not going and getting him, and they wound up going and getting Russ, and the disaster that's been. And even today, there's more, you know, drama around all of them.
Oh, yeah, Chris Haynes is reporting, that Anthony Davis and LeBron and Russell Westbrook were on a phone call together, and that they have committed to making it work between their big three. I would say famous last words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'll tell you, I said this already last or 2 weeks ago when I was on last. If the Lakers give up both picks, they're getting Kyrie. That's the holdup to this whole thing, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I was last week on the this is going to happen, no doubt. It's all going to happen. It'll work itself out. And now I'm kind of on the gosh, I'm not really sure if this is going to happen with Kyrie. I'm kind of now in a little bit more of a doubtful mode, whereas last week I was 100% certain it was definitely going to happen.
Well, I don't think anything has changed. I think that the teams hit a stalemate. Hey, Lakers, we want both your picks, and you're taking Joe Harris too, and we'll take THT and Russ. Well, we don't want to give up both picks. Well, we kind of want Seth Curry instead of Joe Harris. No, you can't have Seth Curry, and we want both picks. Okay, then see you later. That's kind of my understanding of it. in a very brief way. There's more nuance to it, but I didn't apply it there.
Again, it seems like the community loves a couple of great ideas. It loves, one, the flag football concept, and the community also seems to love the basketball idea. And if we are not going to get NBA players, but we're looking for players that perhaps play in the Drew League to be on our team, I'm suggesting LeBron be on our team.
Yeah, but he's also playing in the NBA.
I know, but he's a Drew League
disqualified in that scenario.
When I first heard the Drew League, I was like, that sounds like the kind of league I could play in, because I thought they were saying the Drew League, not the Drew League. No,
no.
I was like, no, it's my kind of deal. No.
No, definitely not.
Not the Drew League. It's the
Anyway. No. But there's been a ton. I mean, you name it. There's been, a lot of guys have played in the Drew League. Kobe played in the Drew League 1 year.
Yeah. Beto's hitting
Maybe
me up right now.
Once, now that I think about it. Yeah.
Beto's telling me it's a bunch of overseas guys, too.
Yeah. Oh, guys that play in Europe. True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And China and whatnot. Yeah.
They
yeah,
can
guys.
Have players who, that day.
Yeah, guy, it's a pro-am. It's no different than a pro-am when you watch golf, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Cap, go look on YouTube. Just look up, like, Drew League highlights, because there's, to Sedano's point, like, a lot of guys. Like, I know, like, KD played after he went, like, before he went pro. I think it was, like, in between college and the pros. And he had some pretty crazy games. I remember, like, that's the first time I heard about Kevin Durant, because I'm not a big college basketball person. Kyrie, too.
Yeah, so I just think it's one of the it's just really smart. I thought it was really smart on a number of levels, as I mentioned.
Let's see. I'm getting a text from Beto, the unofficial mayor of West Covina. He says, at King Drew High School in Watts, free for fans, first come, first serve. Does first come, first serve mean that you could just show up with a team of guys and like, yo, we're in, and the loser stays or leaves the court and winner stays on?
I've never been there, so I don't know, but I'm assuming perhaps, yeah.
Wow, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, to have LeBron James show up and whoever he's playing against, like whoever that guy is or guys, those guys must have been on the floor like, oh, my God, like LeBron James is playing against us. He just dunked on my head.
Yeah, well, there was one guy he definitely dunked on his head. I saw that highlight.
That would have been me.
I was kind of jealous. I would have loved to have been there. I was in Vegas for Summer League, and I don't normally get jealous about leaving Vegas and Summer League because I love that event. But I was jealous that Saturday because I was like, oh, yeah, I would have loved to have been in the gym that day.
Yeah, I mean, to see LeBron James play in a high school gym, not when he's not in high school, but now 37, 38-year-old guy.
It's like a think of like a concert, right, in a small venue, you know? Like if you go to the House of Blues to watch like Coldplay, or I don't know, I just use that as a particular pull. Not that I've ever seen Coldplay. Let's say U2. I don't know. U2 played at the House of Blues. You'd want to go see it, right?
No doubt. Dude, I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers play in front of like 400 people one night at my favorite spot called the Belly Up. And I was like, this is the greatest show I've ever been to.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Similar concept.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Home Run Derby coming up after us. Clayton Kershaw. We can talk more about that tomorrow because I do think that's a cool deal that Clayton Kershaw is going to get the start in the All-Star game. But we got another hour of power coming up tomorrow, Cappy, so we can just do that.
This sucks, man.
Yeah.
This sucks. I need 3 hours. We got so much to talk about, and we're going over to the Home Run Derby, which I know everybody wants to hear, and I want to watch and listen, but we'll be back tomorrow.
You know what? You can just have more excuses for tomorrow, so do that.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. All right, Cappy, great job. Great job, Lindsay and Laura. We will talk to you mañana. Home Run Derby is up next. See ya.